रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 45, द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द मिनिस्टर्स सन्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द सेवन सन्स ऑफ द मिनिस्टर्स ब्लेजिंग लाइक फायर इन देयर स्प्लेंडर स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम द हॉल ऑफ द ऑडियंस विद द कमांड्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड रावण ऑन द हेड्स एंड आईज. Boundless of strength, the best and the most skillful of those that excelled in the art of war, filled with the spirit of emulation, of tried valor, they started on the dread mission surrounded by myriads of valiant soldiers. Their cars gay with flags and banners and filled with windows wrought of gold thundered on like huge cloud banks. They twanged their bows curiously inlaid with molten gold. They looked at a distance like rain clouds through which played the gay and bright lightning flashes as they marched on, expecting an easy walk over with such an insignificant foe. But their mothers, kith and kin and friends were heavy with grief and despair, for the news reached them that the mighty Kinkaras themselves fell beneath the consuming rage of the wonderful monkey. Not so the sons of ministers who drew near Hanuman as he sat over the gate. They tried every one of them to forge ahead of others and be the first to take the creature alive. They poured a ceaseless stream of arrows, even like rain clouds, and with their huge cars rolling with noise of thunder, they hemmed in Anjaneya around. But he towered over them like a huge mountain with cataracts and waterfalls and cascades. For he was literally coated with the darts of his opponents. In the blue sky and clear overhead, he coursed with matchless speed of the flying cars, like unto the Lord Vayu, disporting himself in his elements, in the midst of clouds decked with rainbows. Marathi played with them for a while in the sky, as he took note of their strength and weakness. Then he gave a frightful roar that turned the hearts of the Rakshasa hosts to water and swooped down in their midst with lightning speed. Some fell under the blows of his adamant palms, some were kicked to death, some were reduced to dust by his mighty fists, some were torn to ribbons, some crashed down lifeless with the impact of his huge chest, some he squeezed to death between his thighs, and others fell in a dead faint, their hearts broken by his lion-like roars. Thus did those sons of ministers meet their fate, at the sight of which their followers were seized with panic and hid themselves wherever they could. Elephants trumpeted harshly. Horses fell down where they stood as if struck with lightning. The earth was hid under the cars that now lay broken to bits. Their flags, banners, pennons and umbrellas, a shapeless mass of ruin. The brooks, the streams and the other watercourses around ran blood. And the vast city of Lanka resounded with strange and unpleasant cries of agony and terror. In this wise did Marathi destroy the renowned Rakshasa hosts. Rejoicing in his boundless strength and matchless might, he waited over the gate for the other Rakshasa heroes to give him a chance to breathe himself. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.